E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hunter Biden's ex-wife and former girlfriend testified at his federal gun trial in Delaware at Donahue on the day's testimony.
Kathleen Buell was married to President Biden's son for 20 years. She testified she discovered her husband was using drugs when she found a crack pipe in an ashtray on the porch of their home in 2015. When confronted, he admitted smoking crack. Buell says she never saw Hunter Biden use drugs. Prosecutors also called Zoe Keston. She met Biden in 2017. She told jurors when she saw him use drugs, buy drugs, talk about drugs, or possess drug paraphernalia. Keston acknowledged she had no contact with Hunter Biden during the period when he bought a gun in 2018. The trial is about whether he lied on a gun purchase form when he said he wasn't using drugs. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ukraine has used U.S. weapons to attack targets inside Russia. That word from Senator Mike Rounds and a Western official. They say it was to defend Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city. Meantime, Vladimir Putin's warning Russia could provide long-range weapons to others to strike Western targets in response to NATO allies allowing Ukraine to use their arms to attack Russian territory. And Charles Deledesma has the latest on the Israel-Hamas war.
The Israeli military says it started operational activity in two areas of central Gaza in a possible broadening of its months-long ground offensive against Hamas. The eight-month offensive has largely cut off the flow of food, medicine, and other supplies to Palestinians who are facing widespread hunger. I'm Charles Deledesma.
The frenzy around artificial intelligence technology sent stocks to new highs today. Seth Sutel has the closing numbers.
The S&P 500 jumped 1.2% Wednesday, beating the record high it set just 2 weeks ago. The Nasdaq Composite rallied even more, 2%, setting its own all-time high. The Dow, which has less of an emphasis on tech, lagged the market with a gain of 96 points. That's about 0.2%.
This is AP News. New York's governor has put the brakes on congestion pricing to enter Manhattan. Julie Walker reports it was intended to fund transit projects and fight traffic.
In a Wednesday video message, Governor Kathy Hochul, who controls the MTA, says the plan to charge motorists big tolls to enter the core of Manhattan comes at too high a price for working New Yorkers.
Implementing the planned congestion pricing system risks too many unintended consequences.
The program was going to charge $15 to enter Manhattan anywhere below 60th Street. It was set to start at the end of the month.
We need to make sure our solutions work for everyone, especially those who are struggling to make ends meet.
Hochul says funding was already set aside for the MTA's capital plan, and they are exploring other sources. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.